College English Test Band 6. Test 1. Listen carefully to the conversations and short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1.
Could you please tell me what room Robert Davis is in?
Yes, he's in the intensive care unit on the 4th floor. I suggest that you check with the nurse's station before going in, though. Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? 2.
Why do you look so worried? Only one person finished ahead of you last time.
Well, this time I want to make sure I come in first. Question. Why is the woman worried? Three.
I went to New York yesterday, but I forgot to call Barry.
Barry wouldn't have been there anyway. He's an economist in California now. Question. What information does the man find out? 4.
It only takes 2 hours to get to New York, but you'll have a 6-hour layover between flights.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind having the time in New York. I still have a few things to shop for. Question. How many hours will the woman be in New York? 5.
We don't have to start for the stadium yet. Wouldn't you like something else?
No, thanks. You'd better tell her to bring our check. It'll take a while to find a parking place, especially with so many star players involved. Question. Where are the man and woman going? Six.
I'd like to buy a $10 ticket for Friday's concert.
That'll put you on the floor. The tickets in the lower balcony are $5, while the upper balcony seats are $2.50. Question. What is the man's ticket for? Seven.
We'll have to hurry if we're going to be on time to the airport. It's already 8:30.
Well, it takes only half an hour to get to the airport, and the plane doesn't leave until 9:15. I think we'll make it all right if we leave immediately. Question. How much time is the couple allowing once they get to the airport? 8.
Your son is badly bruised. In a couple of days, he'll be well enough to go back to climbing trees.
He won't be climbing any more trees if I can help it. Question. What happened to the boy? 9. May I borrow your ladder for an hour, Mr. Riley?
Of course you may. But I don't think you should try to pick those green apples in the upper branches for at least 2 more weeks. By that time, they'll all be red.
Question. Why did Mr. Riley think the woman should not borrow his ladder at that time? 10. My son finds it very difficult to be away from home. I'm afraid that he will drop out of college.
I had a similar problem with my older son. But he managed to adjust and stayed in school until he graduated.
Question. Where is the woman's son at the present time? Passage 1.
If you've been on campus for very long, I'm certain that you've already heard about this course. You may know that last semester, about 50% of the students enrolled in my course failed it. Let me explain how this came about before you jump to any conclusions. In the first place, since this is a composition class, I expect my students to follow certain rules of formality. Unfortunately, many students today dislike having to follow rules of any kind, especially those that they may feel to be unnecessary. For example, I ask that each of your papers be typed and centered on the paper correctly. I count off points for various kinds of mistakes. A misspelled word will cost you 5 points. You've lost 25 points if you've misspelled 5 words. If you write incomplete sentences, you've lost 10 points. If you give me 2 complete sentences as one without adequate punctuation, you've lost 15 points. I do not accept late papers. You will receive a 0 for any theme which you fail to submit on time. I expect you to read each assignment. To make certain that you have read the assignment, I will give you a short, unannounced quiz from time to time. This class meets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You will have a total of 6 major tests throughout the semester. Your final grade will be based on an average of these major tests, the POP tests, and 8 written themes. If you have any questions at any time, you can see me on Tuesdays. My office is on the 2nd floor of this building. Your assignment for Wednesday is to read Hemingway's short story on page 55. Friday will be the last class day of this week, so you can expect to write a short in-class theme for me then. That's all for today. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. How many points will a student lose if he misspells a word on a composition? 12. What will the students do in class on Friday? Thirteen. What must the students read for Wednesday? 2.
Today, I'd like to discuss the first non-instance of strange evolutionary strategy. This phenomenon occurs in a flowering plant called the scarlet gilia. The scarlet gilia depends on hummingbirds and moths for pollination. And the blossoms seem to change their color for each of these pollinators. On Fern Mountains near Flagstaff, Arizona, where these flowers grow, hummingbirds arrive in mid-July to drink nectar from the scarlet gilia. In July, the flowers are bright red, which is attractive to the hummingbirds. By late August, however, the hummingbirds leave the area for a warmer climate. As the weather cools, the color of the plant blossoms changes to white, a color that attracts a particular moth species, the night-flying hawk moths. Apparently, this kind of moth can see these white blossoms easily at night. These moths continue to pollinate the flowers until well into September. The scarlet gilia demonstrates an unusual way in which the plant lures pollinators to continue its life cycle.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. What's the main topic of the talk? 15. Why is the scarlet gilia plant considered to be unusual? 16. Why do the hummingbirds leave Fern Mountains? 17. According to the speaker, in what way are white blossoms attractive to moths? Passage 3.
The city's museums are much more than cultural centers. They are major contributors to the city's economy. Not only do they provide jobs for people living in the city, but the museums also attract tourists who spend money in hotels, restaurants, and stores. Each year, mass motoring tours visit our museums and spend millions of dollars in the city. But only a fraction of that money is ever seen by the museums. This, in addition to recent cuts in government aid, has hurt the museums. And museums are in trouble, though we can all help by increasing our contributions and encourage others to support cultural institutions. We should help the museums and help ourselves, too. This message is by Crocker Bank, which is interested in keeping New York financially healthy.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. 18. What is the main thought expressed in this appeal? Nineteen. Why are the city's museums economically important? 20. Why are museums having problems?